You are now tuned in from the Desk of Low, brought to you by from the That Feeling Podcast Network. If you have a dream, go get it.
What's that again?
I said just give me 2 seconds and then we lit.
Okay.
Welcome back from the Desk of Low. I have with me a very talented producer. He's actually produced some of my most favorite joints, like the beloved Flees Me. Without further introductions, I have V-Don on the phone.
Peace, what's good, buddy?
How you doing, sir, today?
I'm cooling. About to chop up some samples in a few.
Always on the grind. I like to see you always productive, V-Don.
Gotta be, man.
I'm wondering, V-Don, where did the V-Don story start? Because I seen that you were your father was a local DJ, and it wasn't until after high school that you started making beats on the PlayStation.
Right, that's true. My pops, yeah, he was a DJ. He would DJ on the weekends and shit like that. He always had vinyls and, you know, production equipment around me. But back in my younger days, I didn't really take an interest into it. I had moved to Richmond, Virginia my last year of high school. And me just being a city kid, I was bored out of my mind out in the country. So, yeah, I started making beats on the PlayStation. Yep, the first PlayStation. Yep, it was a game called The Music Maker. And I got kind of hooked on that, just making beats on there. And I would just send it back to my homies in New York, like send them CDs and shit I was doing. And they was telling me, yo, just keep it up, keep it going.
I never knew
that's how I started making beats.
I never knew there was a game actual for the PlayStation that you could actually make beats on.
It was a couple. I know Funk Flex had one. I think it was called the Generator, Music Generator. And then I had one called Music Maker.
Okay.
So I would go back and forth between both of those games, and I learned how to get it over to the computer and burn it on a CD.
You still listen to those? Do you still listen to those old beats you made from back then from time to time, or nah?
Oh, hell no. they probably long gone, them CDs, man, or my mom's probably got it in the house somewhere down there.
Oh, okay.
But I know they sound terrible right now.
And compared to now, your beats are fire, like the Adonis, Silly Boy. Oh, my God, I could play that for days.
Oh, man, good looking, bro. Appreciate that.
Or anytime, my G, I keep it a buck. Vada was your first placement when I did my research on you.
You said which one?
Vado? He was your first placement and producing?
He was I was working with him before, you know, he got with Cameron, because I just knew him from living in Harlem and shit. We knew each other. And then I was doing a lot of work with him. But yeah, before he got with Cam. So once he got with Cam, I gave him the Larger Streets beat. And
You produced that record? Oh, damn.
Yeah, I think that's the first joint people know me for.
Okay. And also you're from Harlem too. How was high school in Harlem like for you? I was curious.
Oh, it was fire, man. It was live, man. Just going to school in Harlem. You know, I don't know. It was always live. Like, Harlem's a place where there's always people outside. There's always something going on. There's a lot of culture out there. So, it was everything for me, you know?
Now, I was curious, too. Who were you listening to in high school that you got the chance to work with now?
I was listening to the Lox, heavy. Styles P, Kiss, Sheik. And so when I got a chance to finally work with them, it was like, you know, a dream come true for me. But yeah, back then I was listening to a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of Speedy Siegel, a lot of Mace.
You kept it very, very East Coast.
Yeah, back then, yeah. You know, as I got older, my ears expanded. But back then I was heavy New York back then.
Say you also have a track of somebody in my top 10, Black Rob, I seen.
Black Rob, yeah. Yo, I actually don't even remember how my beat got over to him. Like, I might have been sending emails or some shit, and I heard something back. I can't even remember how the joint got to him, but he killed the track that I did. He definitely killed that.
He's definitely a hard man to get a hold of, too.
Oh, me? You think so?
I don't know, Black Rob. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, as a lady, yo, I've been overly busy, man. I'm working on a few projects right now, so I'll just be tapped into that at all times.
Anyway, that just means you're focused, and we can expect some fire.
Yeah, definitely. It's just I always got something that I'm working on. I be bouncing in between like 3 or 4 tapes at the same time.
One of my favorite projects by you is actually the Bone Collector, too, just the way you package that artwork, too. I was curious, what made you want to do that artwork for that project, too? Because that's the thing that will grab my attention, is that artwork. I'm like, well, let me check with this V-Don Bone Collector, because when I first found you, I thought you were a rapper, and then I realized, I'm like, oh, this guy's a producer.
Right. That's the first project you heard of mine?
Yep, and then I went digging after that.
Okay, dope. Yeah, that artwork, I got to give the credit to my man Frank the Butcher, because he came to me with the idea to call a beat tape or a project the Bone Collector. And I was like, nah, that don't even sound right. I wasn't feeling it at first, right? Then he came to me with the artwork and the ideas and shit. I was like, oh, nah, this is kind of fire right here. It's something different. And I already had songs, you know, like Lucy songs with a few different people. I didn't know what I was going to do with them. So once he came to me with that idea, I'm like, oh, this is perfect for these songs that I have. And then from there on, we just pieced it together.
No.
You know, we did a different artwork for each song. And shit came out fire. My man Frank the Butcher, shout out to him. He's a producer, too.
Okay. Do you have a favorite joint off that track? Because my favorite joint's the Family Tree of Ito.
I like, yo, I'm kind of stuck between maybe like, shit, all of the tracks on there is fire to me, but I like the West Side Gun Joint, the Family Tree, and I don't know, man. I gotta say I like all of them, man. I'm in love with all those joints right there.
Yeah, because you made them, so it's kind of hard to pick which ones is like your favorite the most.
And yeah, and I really like every song, you know? Really like every song. Every song is different, so.
What made you want to include the instrumentals with that project?
Because I get a lot of people asking me, like, oh, am I going to put out the beats to this track or this track? And I just want people to hear the instrumental without the vocals on it. Just to see, you know, if somebody else will spit on it, or, you know, I just be wanting people to hear the art.
I bet your DMs are always lit too, because a couple of people that you worked with appeared on the show, like Flea, Adonis, Ito. I can go on. I was curious because Adonis is from Long Beach, and I was curious on how he came across your radar.
I came across his. My man Baby Shad from ATL, A&R, he had DM'd me one day and sent me Adonis SoundCloud link. And then I checked it out. As soon as I heard it, I was like, yo, who the fuck is this kid, man? He's nice. I hit him up like, yo, let's work. We did like one joint. And after that, I was like, yo, fuck it. Let's just, you know, go in on a tape. Let's work on a tape. Yeah. So over a couple months, we just was going back and forth, just doing random joints until we got the right amount of joints together, and yeah, that's how that came about.
And I understand that you named all the instrumentals, and he just kept them as the tracks, like Bruce Wayne.
Not Bruce Wayne. I actually named the track that after I heard the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for that one. I didn't know what he was gonna do to the beat when he sent the record back. I was like, oh shit, he did like some Batman shit on this. Like, oh, that's crazy. Let's name it Bruce Wayne.
Do you always name your own beats, V-Don?
Do I always name my own always what?
Do you always, like, name your own beats after you finish them? Or do you just kind of, like leave it, like, track one unfinished until it's actually finished?
I 90% of the time I name the beats, so it's, like, while I'm making it. Like, I just be meditating, like, what does this sound like? And then I come up with a name. And then I send it to the artists like that. They usually keep the name.
Okay. Now, I don't want to say this project right, too, but when I went digging for your stuff, Opiate, did I say that one right?
Yeah, you said it right.
I was curious, is that you on the cover?
Yeah, that's me on the cover, yeah.
Now, would you consider that your debut production album, or is there ones before that?
Yeah, that was my first one, but, like, different artists on it, various artists.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
This is my yep. That was my first one. That was back in 2015.
Yeah, and you're already making, like, your resume is, like, crazy. Like, does it really inspire you to see the growth of Dave East? Because I understand you worked with him too.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. It's definitely inspiring. You know, he has a good work ethic, man. It's good to see him reach this level and make it to this point, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely good. Definitely good.
Do you remember the first time meeting?
It's always good to see people, like, I work with, like, early when they first started and they make it to the next levels, you know? It's definitely good.
Yeah, because you know you've seen something in them early on before everyone else did. I understand you became a sought-after producer after your contributions for Trader Truth's Getting Paid featuring Wiz Khalifa on the Streetkin album.
Yeah, me and Trey was actually working before that. We got so much joints together. That's just one of them. You know, but after we did that joint, he definitely was hollering at me more for beats and shit. But we did a couple joints before that.
Now, curious, the first time you ever heard of Trader Truth, because you must have obviously heard of him, but way before you wanted to get with him as a producer.
Honestly, I didn't. I didn't know who he was.
Really?
I didn't know who Trader Truth was at all until he reached out to me on the email. I was working with Ransom, rap from Jersey.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, he sent me an email. This is how I got to know a lot of people. Ransom sent me an email. I think it was by mistake. And it had a bunch of rappers, you know, in the industry emails attached to it. So I just took that email. I was like, fuck it. I'm about to send everybody beat snippets. And I sent out some beat snippets. It probably had like 5-6 beats on it. And then that's how a bunch of people started hitting me back. And Trader Truth was one of them. Willie the Kid was one of them. That's how I know Willie. And, yeah, a couple people hit me back. That beat snippet.
Yes.
And me and Trey, he had left his number. I called him. He was like, you probably don't even know who I am. I was like, to be honest with you, I don't. You know, I just started chopping it up with him. And then after a phone call, I looked him up. I think I looked him up on YouTube and shit. Seen he was popping. I was like, oh, shit. Like, then we've been cool ever since.
Hey, at least you kept it a buck with him, though. That's very rare nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, this was a minute ago. But, yeah, definitely got to keep it a buck. You know, I didn't want to lie to him and be like, yeah, I know who you are, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's popping in Texas back then. I don't think a lot of people really knew who he was.
Yeah, until later on.
Yeah, sure.
I understand, too. You still use that mini Nova keyboard?
Hell yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Curious the first time you ever found that, like in life.
I found it in San Max. I was fucking around. I actually wanted the micro chord keyboard. Because my man Beat Butcher always had that joint. And every time I would link up with him, I used to fuck around with it. But I was just looking for keyboards. You know, you could try it out and either Sam Ash or Guitar Center. I was fucking around with it. I like the bass notes on there. And I grabbed it.
Was curious, what's your weapons of choice when it comes to production? If you want to give that out.
Basically, I'm good with Fruity Loops, Logic. I use Logic as well, and Mini Nova, and some vinyl. I'm good.
Okay. You do a lot of sampling when it comes to vinyl. When did you find your passion for vinyl collecting, too? Because it is a passion, vinyl collecting.
For sure. Like, I got so much records. I got, like, records I didn't even listen to yet, and I had them for years. Like, I don't know. Like, whenever I get a chance to, I just, like to go get a couple records. Or even if it ain't actual vinyl, I can find samples from anywhere. Like, I look on YouTube. I look for blogs, collectors, anywhere I can get samples. So it ain't just vinyl.
Did you, ever just buy a vinyl just because of the cover and then find a dope sample because of that?
Most of the time I buy a vinyl just because of the cover. If the cover's talking to me, I'm like, yeah, this shit got some shit on it. I look at the date, see, you know, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, let me grab this. But a lot of times, there was no samples on it. The cover just looked dope, you know? And yeah. Sometimes with a fire cover might have a fire sample on there.
Yeah, because you never judge your book by its cover, they say.
Right, that's a true statement.
With that Armoretta project too, Fire Project, by the way, I gotta give you that. That production on that, Sunray on that, that's like some. I can listen to that walking down the alley and picture I'm in New York. I'm curious.
Looking well. Yeah, the Old Murder. You gotta say it like Old Murder.
Old Murder. Okay, my bad.
Nah, it's all good.
Do you design your own artwork too? Or I'm curious, like, how do you come up with artworks like that you're a part of? Like, does somebody else have to present it to you and you just approve of it?
My boy Shake. Shake does a. Really, most of my artwork, like 90% of my artwork. A lot of times I just hit him up. I might let him hear a song or two so he can, you know, hear how to, which direction the music is going in. And he sends back that fire, man. He's the truth.
It's like what you said. It's like certain artwork just grabs you, too, because when I listen to, like, your chemistry with Willie the Kid, I was put on to Willie the Kid, like, with the Gangsta Grills, with the affiliates back in the early 2000s, too. And I understand that you were very big on the mixtapes in high school. What was your favorite mixtape from back in that era? Those Gangsta Grills were crazy back then.
Yeah, Gangsta Grills was fire. Gangsta Grills was fire. I probably was listening to Styles P, Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, that's fire. Classic.
Those is like my favorite joints, man. Like, that's Pete, man. He used to have me possessed back then. Man. I used to be listening to him crazy. I was listening to everything, though. Diplomat mixtapes, K-Slay shit.
G-Unit Radio?
Yeah, of course. G-Unit had some fire shit, too.
What's it like being interviewed by Sway? Because that's actually when I was doing some research on you. I'm like, oh, see, this guy's on Sway.
Hell yeah, man. That shit was, you know, that shit was crazy, man. I couldn't even believe I was up there. But my man, Rob Markman, had hit me up on DM on Twitter. Was like, yo, you want to do Sway tomorrow? I was like, fuck yeah, I want to do Sway tomorrow. Yeah. And he had me up there for, I think it was like a Freestyle Friday thing. It was some new rappers coming up. Just freestyling on beats, so I had to play beats with him.
Yeah, but he also gave you like a little bit of an interview too, because when Sway gives his approval, oh, that's big right there.
Oh yeah, that's fucking major, man. Honestly, I didn't even think he knew who the hell I was. So for me to be up there, it was like, wow, shit was bugged out.
Oh, you know, Sway keeps tapped into the underground scene.
Yeah, man. He's on point, man. He knows about everything. I was sleeping. I thought he didn't know, man.
Sometimes they just hit you like that. It's like, damn, you've been listening? Shit.
That was crazy, man. I was shocked that I was even asked to go up there. I was like, hell yeah.
And you know, on YouTube too, it's those other rappers ain't even credited. It just credited Vidon.
Right. I think, you know what, it's different sections though. He, you know, I be chopping up the interviews.
Oh that. Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, it's different sections. There was three of them though. I know my boy Axel Leon is one of them. There's two other rappers up there.
I actually found you in the most unique way, too. After I interviewed Flea Lord back in October, I looked up everything that he was a part of, and Ito came across my radar. And ever since then, like, yeah. The chemistry that you and Ito have is, like, crazy. Like, Hella Gray, Oh Murder, like, do you remember first meeting Ito?
Yeah, I met Ito back in, like, 2008.
Oh, this is early. This is like early, Ito.
Early. Yeah, me and Ito been working together that long. It's just the last 2-3 years, people are just now finding out about E. But I've been Ito for about 10 years now. And the first time I heard him, again, it was with Ransom. He had a track with Ransom. I used to fuck with Ransom, like, heavy back then. I was doing joints with him, and I remember he had this one track called More Money to Count. It was Ransom, Ito, and Jay Black, and I heard it. I'm like, yo, yeah, Ransom's killing it, but who the fuck is this other kid on here, man? He sounds crazy. But I never knew what his name was. I couldn't find him on no other mixtapes. I was like, who the fuck, like,
who's this guy? Is this kid at?
I'm talking about Ito. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, I was on, I think, Ransom's MySpace page. It's like MySpace page. And,
damn, that's a long time.
I came across a page where it sounded like E. It sounded like E rapping, but I wasn't sure. So, I just hit him up on a DM, like, yo, are you the same person that was on the Ransom record? He was like, hell yeah, that's me. I'm like, oh shit! We gotta work. I just did some new shit for Ransom, so it's only right we work together. And he was like, fuck it, yeah, let's get some shit in. He sent me a mixtape he already had out, and it was fucking crazy. I was like, what? And I sent him a couple beats, and the first track we did together is called New Crack Era. I checked that out. That shit is fire.
Say, that's all for.
Ever since then, he's been, like, you know, one of my favorite rappers, man.
I like how you say one of your favorite rappers, too, even though you work with him, too, because, like, because you got to you got to see the process of that.
Yeah, me and his chemistry is, like, we got the best chemistry, man. It's one of my favorite guys right there, man. I don't think nobody's fucking with that man right there.
Oh yeah, big facts right there. Ain't nobody fucking for that product. Well, that production fire, crazy too though.
Good look, bro.
Because this is what my theory is too. The producer deserves just as much shine as the artist because they're the ones that you're bobbing your head to back and forth.
Right, I agree. When I hear some fire shit, I'm like, who the fuck did this beat? Like,
yeah, because you want to hear more of them.
Right.
Because...
Yeah, I agree to that.
I was curious on who Vidon is inspired by, too. Because there's a lot of producers you can be inspired by in this day and age, too.
Right. You know, my favorite guy is The Alchemist, man. He's been my favorite producer since high school, man.
Yeah, First Infamy got crazy production on that album.
Oh, man, it's a classic. It's a classic, man. That shit is perfect, man. So, yeah, Alchemist. Definitely my favorite creative producer ever. Havoc. Always love Havoc beats. High Tech. I feel like he don't get mentioned enough, but High Tech is definitely up there.
Oh, wow. High Tech. That's I never heard that name for a long time. You remember those High Technology albums? Oh, those were classic.
Super classics. You know what I mean? That's what be making me want to put together my albums, you know? Shit like that. A lot of people don't remember those, but the album's classic. Who else, though? Of course, Kanye and Just Blaze. Back in that era, like, they was making, like, the best shit ever.
Yeah, especially if you're inspired by Beans, too.
Right.
So, yeah, like I was saying, though, did you produce on Ransom Street Cinema album?
I don't think I did anything on that one.
Okay. What about his recent one, One Percenter? I love that album.
The Ransom, me and Rand, we didn't do nothing in a minute.
Okay.
We always talk about it, though. I think he want me to do a whole tape. He was talking about it, but you just got to get started.
I mean, with your...
I did. Go ahead.
I
produced on Pain and Glory, too. I did two joints on there. I did The Funeral, and I did another track on there. That was a minute ago. I don't even remember the name of that one.
Damn, if y'all did a tape together and in this day and age with the underground being so popping nowadays, that would make waves, I would think.
I think so. You gotta be the right shit. Before, like with me, like before I even started tape, I'd be wanting to have at least the right 3 or 4 beats to send. Just so we could get the, you know, start the groove off right.
Yeah,
I don't like just giving people random beats.
Because it has to fit the artist.
Exactly.
Because, like, you have, like, credits under ASAP Rocky and big names like that, but you still work with people like Dark Low and Ransom. Like, that Dark Low project, Timeless. Like, that production on there is crazy. Like, how do you find certain artists you want to work with, or they hit you up and you're like, okay, this guy dope? Because that Timeless project, something else.
Thank you, man. Dark Lord, he like family too, man. I got introduced to him through his manager at the time. Had reached out to me on the email. And he was like, yo, this guy named Dark Lord, he fucks with your beats heavy. You know what I mean? He always freestyles to your instrumentals. And shit, but I didn't really know who he was back then. So, I looked him up. I was like, oh, this nigga's fire. Like, yeah, let's do some shit. Then our relationship just grew over the last couple of years. And we was like, fuck it, let's put this whole plate together. You know, it took us a couple months to put it together. And we just dropped the joint, Timeless shit, yeah. It's one of my favorite projects, too.
Yeah, and it's been getting crazy reception too. Like, would you say having a relationship with the artist beforehand makes better music quality in the long run?
It can if y'all got a good relationship. But sometimes if you don't even know somebody, the chemistry could be there too. Like Adonis, we didn't really know each other. I just heard his shit. I was like, yeah, he's fire, and then I was sending him batches of beats. He was sending back the songs, and the shits came out perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, because that Thin of Ours project, too. Like, most people, they'd be like, who else produced on this project? I'm like, no, this is just all Redon.
which project you talking about?
This Thin of Ours with Adonis.
Oh, yeah, the Thin of Ours. Yeah.
Because I was playing that for a couple of my older heads, and they're like, yo, the production on this is crazy. Like, who are these producers? I'm like, yo, it's just one producer.
That's fine, man. I'm be happy when I hear feedback like that.
Yeah, because you, I'm curious too, because you're a producer and you have to have a wide range of sounds too. So I'm curious, when you're digging for certain samples, do you go to like, I mean, do you go listen to like music from Rome or like music from like Australia or like even Iraq, and then you find something that you actually enjoyed while looking for sampling?
Yeah, like I'd be looking for different sounds, like from different, countries and shit. Like, even online, if I'm searching for records, I listen to some Iraq shit, some Spanish shit, like anything that's not from the US, that's what I'd be looking for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, cause that would explain your wide range of sounds too. Because yeah, some of the beats though are just like, are you sure it's the same guy? I'm like, yeah, I'm positive. It's credited V Don Adonis.
That's fire. That's fire that people even asking you that, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, like it's like I said too. Like nowadays, like the producers are getting more shine. I mean, getting just as much shine as the artists too.
Yeah, I say as they should, man. Producers work hard, man. I don't think people know that enough,
Yeah, because you guys,
Producers work.
how long?
Yeah, you'd be in the studio all fucking day. You know what I mean? It might take you all day to make one beat and get it how you want it to get. You know what I mean? Get it the best way you want it to sound. So,
I'm curious to.
Sometimes you'd be all day in the studio and you might not make nothing. You might just dig for samples. It's a whole process.
What's the longest you ever took on a song? Like, just to complete?
On a song? Oh my God. I'm taking longs on some songs right now, man. Months, man. Months. I ain't gonna say who the artist is, but it's definitely taking a long time.
You just wanted to come out the way you think it should sound, though. That's good, though.
Right, because I'm never gonna put out no bullshit. So, if it takes a minute, then it takes a minute. Some songs be like that, just like beats. Some beats you could do in fucking 5 minutes, and some beats you'll have that shit for a month or 2 months. You might have an idea and go back to it. Like, for me, a lot of times I start the beat and I get it good enough to get somebody to rap over it. And once I got their vocals, then I go back in on the beat, make my changes.
Okay. And you're Lost Gems 5. You're on Lost Gems 5. Now, yeah, that's already crazy enough. What inspired those Lost Gems projects?
I always wanted to put out my own instrumental tapes with some of my favorite beats that I gave to people and shit. So, I knew I had to come up with like a theme behind it. So I'm like, you know what? These beats is fire. It might have not got the right amount of press on it, or some people might not even heard these joints. So let me put out a project called Lost Gems. Some of my favorite beats that I did. That's on each project.
Now, was it your idea to bring Ito and Willie the Kid together for Hella Gray?
It was all of our ideas. Like, I work with E so much, and I work with Willie so much. And then once after I put them on the track together, they had good chemistry. We linked up a couple times, all three of us, and we was just like, yo, we gotta come with that full plate, all three of us. So a lot of people was requesting it too, like, yo, y'all should do a whole project together. And we always spoke about it, and I was like, you know what? At the top of the year, I was like, hey, let's get this shit done. Let's just put it out. We're not even gonna tell people. We just dropped this shit.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yo, you fucked the game up with that and just dropped it like out of nowhere.
Yeah, man, I be liking that. I like to do shit like that. That's a lot of times you tell people, yo, it's coming, they're already expecting it, and if it don't live up to the hype, gotta just drop now, man. Can't be talking too much.
Can we expect more collaborations with you and Flea Lord? Because that's a good dude right there.
Oh yeah, that's the homie. That's definitely the homie. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I got a joint that I want him to get on. I'm gonna fix it up a little bit and send it over to him. So I'm just gonna pull up more, bang some more shit out. That knee joint is crazy though. I fucked with him.
Yeah, that's my.
Fucked him.
Young Starks and Me are my favorite tracks by him, like ever. So yeah, that means a lot.
Yeah, man. We did that like a week before he put out the tape.
Just made the cut.
Yeah, we just made the jump. I would see him at shows and shit. Like, I'll see him at Conway show or Benny's show. We always talk about doing the joint. And I know he's been waiting on me for a minute. So we had a show together in Rochester. Etho was headlining. I was playing some beats and he was performing. So we traveled back to the city together. You know, we was chopping it up for hours. And I'm like, yo, I got a joint for you. I played him a couple joints while we was driving in the car. And he heard that track. He was like, yo, that's it right there. I need that. Yeah, he laced it. And like, that shit got on the tape like a couple days before.
There's history from there.
Yes, sir.
Now, V-Don, we've been trying to knock this out interview for a while now, and I'm glad we finally got this done. This is the last question I ask all my guests, too. The reason why I ask this question to my guests, because no one can ever answer it the same, so I'm curious on your answer.
Okay.
Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light? You can take your time. I understand it's a kind of out of the blue question.
Nah, I think about shit like this all the time, man. Me and the homies should always be talking. I would tell them, no matter what, keep going and don't give up. Keep pushing. If you got a dream, keep chasing it. And you know, it always could be worse than what it is. So, just keep pushing.
Yeah, that's very true. Because you never know what could happen in life, too, if you just keep trying.
Right. Yeah, man, shit could turn around for you tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? If you keep pushing towards it. Or it may take some time, but even if it do, it is what it is, you know? Everybody's story ain't going to be the same.
Yeah.
Don't just worry about yours.
Yeah, that's very true. Because if we were all living the same lives, there won't be no uniqueness in the world. It'd be a bunch of clones.
It won't even be life. It'd be something else. You know what I mean? If everything was the same, it wouldn't make any sense.
Do you have any last word? Do you have anything you want to plug in before I let you go, V-Don? Like I said, once again, thank you for this, man. I know you're a very busy man.
Nah, I appreciate it, bro. I know I've been saying we was going to do this, so I'm happy we finally did it. And last words is, shit, get the Lost Gems 5. Be on the lookout for more projects I got coming. And yeah, man, I'm going to just keep pushing. You already know.
All right, and with that being said, it's another classic interview from the Desk of Low. Feature and V-Don. Y'all need to tap in some of this guy's production we just talked about, and y'all won't be disappointed. Y'all be coming back, be like, yo, that V-Don production crazy.
Well, boy. Good looks, bro. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too, V-Don. You have a blessed week ahead of you.
All right, you too, bro.
All right, peace out.